Well, Kate, I was looking over some of these numbers that have come out here from the New American Economy. And first, if we could maybe just talk about what we see in Buffalo, first and foremost, when it comes to the impact of immigrants on the local economy. What can you tell me about that?
Buffalo is a really interesting part of the country to look at because we see immigrants playing an outsized role on the local economy in the metro area. First and foremost, they're offsetting population decline, which is extremely important when we're trying to grow the local economy. In a previous study we did that looked at the period of 2000 to 2015, we saw that the U.S.-born population declined by 6%, and during that same time period, the immigrant population increased by more than half. So, you know, while the population still declined slightly, that would have been much more significant had it not been for the foreign-born community in the Buffalo metro area. And from that, they're very significant and concrete economic contributions that come from the immigrant population living and working and driving growth in the local economy. So we see that immigrants are contributing more than $600 million to state and local as well as federal taxes. They're injecting capital into the local economy by starting new businesses, by spending money as consumer spenders, by buying homes. They're playing a really important role in the labor market. As we see our population aging, the immigrant community in the Buffalo metro area is much more likely to be working age. So there are a number of ways that immigrants are driving growth in Buffalo.
We see that the New American Economy, founded by Michael Bloomberg, but also you've been able to get business people and mayors from across the country, I should say, to get involved and to try to really push forward the idea of the benefits of an immigrant population. Maybe just talk about what, you know, an individual mayor might see or a business person might see in the value of immigrants.
I think what they see is a very clear economic case for why immigrants are so important to local economic growth as well as economic growth at the state level and nationally. You know, we are all competing for talent, and that is certainly the case in Buffalo. Buffalo is competing with other cities in New York, with other cities in the Great Lakes region, and I think mayors across the country recognize that there's a premium right now for talent as we're facing shortages in really important industries like STEM and healthcare. And so the cities that are the most attractive are going to be the ones that are the most welcoming and that reflect the fact that any resident who has skills to bring and an interest in working hard will be welcome there. And I think that is a trend we see, you know, from New York to California and all of the states in between, and Buffalo, that trend certainly holds true.
Let's get into that, because you did bring that up about being welcoming for immigrants. What can cities do to attract more immigrants?
There are a number of things that cities can do to be welcoming to immigrants, and Buffalo actually already has in the mayoral office some really interesting programs and work that's taking place through the city. But I think overall, first and foremost, it's a message of welcoming. And, you know, we see a lot of really nasty rhetoric in the federal dialogue around immigration, but there's an opportunity at the local level to send the message that people who were born other places, who have something to contribute, are welcome in Buffalo, and that there will be a place for them and there are jobs for them and there's going to be a community that is going to support them. Other, you know, beyond that welcoming messaging, there are programs that can happen to ensure that people who come and might not speak the language yet have access to services in more than one language, that there are connecting programs for people who come and are educated abroad or have a skill set in engineering or in teaching, making sure that they're connected with folks in those industries when they arrive to really maximize and capitalize on the talent that people are bringing.
You mentioned the federal rhetoric that we've all become so very familiar with here in recent months, for sure. So let's use those arguments here for a second and allow you to answer to them. What about the argument that immigrants are taking the jobs of Americans?
The fact is, in Buffalo and across the country, that just isn't the case. What we see in the Buffalo area, and this is true actually across the Great Lakes region as well, is that immigrants are actually helping the creation of new jobs, specifically for people born in the United States. And that's happening across industries. It's happening specifically if you look at the manufacturing industry, which has grown significantly over the last several years. But what we found specifically in Buffalo is that because there is an immigrant workforce there that is allowing companies to keep their factories in the area, more than 3,000 local manufacturing jobs in the Buffalo metro area exist that would not otherwise exist. They would have vanished and moved elsewhere had there not been the immigrant community to help you know, help support that labor force. And that's really true across industries, is that if we didn't have immigrants who were supporting jobs in healthcare and supporting jobs in STEM fields that create an entire ecosystem of other jobs for people born in the United States, those jobs actually wouldn't exist.
Let me ask you this, because obviously this is at the core, I would think, of new American economy. What should immigration policy look like? We hear so much about it. Obviously, you brought up the nasty federal rhetoric. What would be the ideal immigration policy?
I think the ideal immigration policy would reflect, you know, coming from an organization that represents the business community and mayors who care about economic growth and stability. From our perspective, the ideal immigration policy is one that reflects the needs of our economy and the needs of our labor market. And right now, that is certainly not the case. You know, we do not have enough visas across the skill spectrum for all of the people that we need to be working in our economy, from agriculture to the most highest skilled, highest educated people working in science, technology, engineering, and math. And so from our perspective, we need a system that's really reflecting what our country needs to be competitive and what we need for everybody to be successful.
Is there a number? Is there a number, though, of, like you said, visas, there's only so many available, but are there numbers that, you know, you think would be ideal, or that economists think would be ideal?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think it's important to think about that, in the sense that there are shifts in the labor market every month and every year. And so I think what needs to be done is an assessment. You know, there should be some kind of regular assessment to see what the needs are in the economy year to year, and the visa system and the immigration system should reflect what those needs are. I don't think there's an absolute number that we can point to right now.
And then finally, we've been talking about numbers, economic based arguments for immigration. What about just moving beyond that? Is there something else that should be said from an American perspective about immigration policy?
From an American perspective, we know that immigration is part of our country's history. It's part of who we are. It's what's driven our success, you know, globally. You know, since our country was founded, we were founded on immigrants. We were founded on the hard work and the entrepreneurial spirit that has always been part of the fabric of our society. And today is no different than, you know, however many years ago. Immigrants still are entrepreneurs. They're still creating jobs. They're still bringing their families here to work hard and to support their communities. And I think that's who we are as a country. And, you know, the only thing we can do to really leverage that asset of who we are is to ensure that people are able to come here and to be successful.
Kate Brick of New American Economy, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure.